The 12th day of the blessed month of Berumhat, the commemoration of the Honorable Archangel Michael. On this day, the Church celebrates the monthly commemoration of the pure Archangel Michael, who is standing before the Lord at all times, interceding for mankind. May the blessing of his holy intercession be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day, the Church celebrates the commemoration of revealing the virginity of Pope Demetrius, the vine dresser and 12th Patriarch of Alexandria. He was married, but he lived with his wife in complete and pure celibacy. The angel of the Lord shadowed them during their sleep, and Demetrius was enthroned on the apostolic throne by a divine command by the saintly Pope Julian. Because some people had caused confusion and disturbance over the issue, the angel of God appeared to Demetrius and commanded him to reveal his relationship with his wife and told him, "It is not proper that you save yourself alone and let others be perished because of you. You should fight for the salvation of your people also." And so on the following Sunday, after Demetrius had finished celebrating the divine liturgy, he asked the people not to leave the church. And then Pope Demetrius brought his wife out from among the women, and then brought out charcoal that was still on fire. He prayed, and he walked on the blazing charcoal. And then he took two pieces of the charcoal and put one in his shawl, and the other piece he put in his wife's shawl. The patriarch prayed again for a long time, and neither shawl caught on fire. He prayed again for a long time, and the congregation marveled and asked him to tell them why he did that. And Pope Demetrius told them of the account with his wife and how their fathers married them against their will, and they have lived together as a brother and sister for 48 years since they were married, and how the angel of the Lord each night covered them with his wings. Moreover, no one knew that before now until the angel of the Lord ordered me to reveal this secret so that no one of you stumbles because of me. The congregation praised God and asked the saint to pardon them for their misconception and for what they had done or said, and to forgive them. Pope Demetrius accepted their apology and blessed them. May his blessings and prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the righteous Saint Malachi, or Malachius, was martyred in the land of Palestine. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Today also marks the martyrdom of Saint Glathanos, also called Glazinos. This saint was from the city of Marmon near Damascus. He was heathen and was fond of the art of acting. One day, Glathanos and his fellow actors started to perform the ritual of Christian baptism with mockery and derision. Then they dipped Glathanos in the water and took him out, and they put on him a white apparel. Glathanos, after he had come out of the water, refused to go on acting. He declared that he preferred to die Christian on the name of the Lord Christ. "While you were mocking the baptism, I witnessed a wondrous miracle." And his friends became furious and seized the saint and stoned him until he delivered up his soul and received the crown of martyrdom. His family and many Christians came and took his body and buried him with great honor. And a church was built after his name in that place. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.